was the babysitter for Carole King and Jerry Goffin, and they wrote her a song, and she recorded it. The babysitter. You got to be at the right place at the right time, I guess. Hey, it's exactly 8 o'clock right now.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in the UK, where officials say two people have been killed in an attack outside a synagogue this Yom Kippur. Three are in critical condition. The attacker shot dead by police.
Killed him?
They've killed him, this onlooker says, moments after Manchester police reached the synagogue where a man had begun a stabbing spree. This delivery driver saw it happen.
They gave him a couple of warnings. He didn't listen, so they opened fire. He went down on the floor, and then he started getting back up, and then they shot him again.
Congregants attending Yom Kippur services were first locked down inside the synagogue, then evacuated. Police say two of the wounded have died. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
King Charles says he is deeply shocked and saddened by the attack. Here in the U.S., Democrats and Republicans remain far apart on the second day of a government shutdown.
Competing Senate bills to fund the government failed again yesterday. More votes are scheduled for tomorrow. The White House says widespread layoffs could begin within 2 days. As its agents work without pay, the TSA warned of longer wait times at airports, but it was smooth sailing for this traveler in Austin, Texas.
I did go a little earlier just thinking that the lines might have been a little longer.
Some attractions in Washington are still accepting visitors.
We have found that a lot of the museums are open, so we're going to still do some of the museums.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
A scare on the tarmac at New York's LaGuardia Airport. Two of Delta's regional jets crashed into each other, injuring a flight attendant. CBS News producer Joey Nunciato was on a flight that had just arrived from Charlotte.
It was like a pretty violent collision. At the time, we didn't really know like kind of what we hit, but it almost what it sounded like was like a sardine can kind of opening.
He captured footage of how the wing of one plane hit the windshield and nose of the other. Delta says it will review the incident. Royal Caribbean Serenade of the Seas docked in Miami this morning after more than 100 people on board came down with the norovirus, a contagious stomach infection, while they were on a voyage through Central America and the Caribbean. Bob Pettit was among them. He tells CBS News.
I got violently sick and I couldn't make it to the bathroom even.
It is the 19th outbreak of a gastrointestinal illness on a cruise ship this year. It was a good night to be an L.A. fan.
Great game. We loved it. Oh, my God. It was awesome. Way to go, Dodgers.
Excitement outside the stadium after the Dodgers beat the Reds 8-4 to sweep their National League wild card series and move on to the division series against the Phillies. In the AL, Yankees stay alive with a 4-3 win over the Red Sox in Game 2. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Racine firefighter was hurt fighting that big fire at a vacant building yesterday. There were minor injuries. The Washington Avenue building was fenced off and had previously been deemed unsafe. Investigators are still looking into the cause, which could include arson. A 35-year-old Mount Pleasant woman has been charged after crashing into a school bus while driving under the influence Monday. Police say Raven Mata also had her 2-year-old child in the car. The bus driver was injured in the crash on Stewart Road. The 19 kids on board were not hurt. United Healthcare and Ascension Wisconsin Hospitals failed to reach an agreement, so Ascension is now out of network for those with United Insurance. It affects several plans. The company say they will try to work things out. Flight for Life landed near the Dream Playground in Kenosha last night after a crash between a motorcycle and a car by Durango's on 22nd Avenue. We're working on learning more about what happened. And Governor Evers was in town celebrating the opening of the new Kenosha Innovation Center yesterday. It was funded in part by $14 million in state taxpayer dollars. The center aims to boost startups and jobs, making Kenosha a regional innovation hub. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
more green for green. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks training camp is underway. General Manager John Horst was asked if he would confirm they're working on a new contract extension for A.J. Green.
First of all, yes, he's extension eligible. He is all season. Had a lot of conversations with A.J. and his agent. Good conversations. We'd love to have A.J. with us, you know, for a long time. And we're able to work on that. We are working on that. No one works harder than A.J., high character individual. But I think he's really worked to earn that opportunity to be a high-level rotation guy for us. And, yeah, we're having the conversations. I hope we're able to figure something out.
NFL, the Packers' bye week continues. Matt LaFleur asked if he thinks he'll have left guard Aaron Banks or right tackle Zach Tom back from injuries when they host the Cincinnati Bengals next week.
We'll see. I don't know. I think it's still, we're a ways out from that. So we'll have a better indication, I would say, Monday.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 75 this afternoon. Tonight, 62. Tomorrow, sunshine, 83. We're going to keep our highs in the 80s through the weekend, but it will feel a lot more like fall by next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
I don't know. I'd be a lot better off if I would have studied more when I was growing up, you know? But you know where it all went wrong was the day they started the spelling bee. Because up until that day, I was an idiot, but nobody else knew, you know? When the spelling bee day, popped up. All right, kids, up against a wall. It's time for public humiliation. Spell a word wrong, sit down in front of your friends. You know, that's great for little egos. Hey, look at me, I'm a moron. I wasn't even close. I was using numbers and stuff. That's why I admired that kid who spelled it wrong on purpose so he could sit down, you know? He knew he wasn't going to win, so why stand there for 3 hours? First round, cat, K-A-T, I'm out of here. Then as he passed you, I know there's two T's.
Down in the boondocks.
Joe Royal down to the Boondocks, 810, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Sunshine in the forecast for today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. How's that sound? Today's high 73, tomorrow's high is 80, in the low 80s on Saturday and Sunday. Right now, the sun is shining bright, 64 degrees right here, right now, at Radio Park. Check this out. A politician in a small town in Russia needed an opponent in his election because the rule required at least two candidates. So he recruited the woman who cleans his office to run against him. She beat him. What are the chances of that? Mick Jagger's former girlfriend, Marianne Faithfull, as tears go by. Local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN.
It is the evening of the day. I sit and watch the children.
Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Oh,
Nation. Love or Let Me Be Lonely. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. It's 8:17. Do not forget, we're right smack dab in the middle of our special for you here. It's our flash sale. We call it the WRJN Big Deals Foodie Flash Sale. It runs until 9 o'clock this morning. Arrow Smoothies and Cafe keeps you powered up every day of the week at 424 Main Street, downtown Racine. From the morning rush to the midday slump to the afternoon grind, Arrow Smoothies has your back. Now, here's what you do. Go to WRJN.com. Click on the Big Deals banner, and you'll see the sale we have right now. It's a flash sale, only good till 9 o'clock. And this is the best deal I ever heard we ever had on our Big Deals. $20 worth of gift certificates for $8. Usually it's $10. This is $8 for $20 worth of Arrow Smoothies. Oh, I love it. All right, so just go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and take advantage of that special flash sale only until 9 o'clock this morning. Then it's bye-bye. It's gone. Hey, here's something for people who love to worry and don't have enough to worry about. People over the age of 57 are more likely to die if they have trouble identifying these five smells: peppermint, fish, oranges, roses, and leather. Now, in the study, 39% of people who couldn't do it were dead within 5 years. That should help you sleep the sleep of angels, huh? The Morning Show on WRJN is brought to you by, well, you know what? Where is that? I got so many papers here. The WRJN Morning Show is brought to you each morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union believes a strong community starts with strong partnerships. That's why they've joined forces with local nonprofits and community-focused initiatives to make a lasting difference together. Marine Credit Union passionately supports families in need, helps people build financial confidence, and strengthens the neighborhoods we all call home. Let Marine Credit Union chart your course forward, one step at a time. Learn more at marinecu.com or visit them on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Celebrities like Emily Blunt, Ben Stiller, Mark Ruffalo, Tom Hanks, and Scarlett Johansson have all been vocal about their opposition to AI in the entertainment business. Yesterday in the beats, I mentioned Tilly Norwood, an AI actress who even has an Instagram account and whose creator says that she will probably be signed by a talent agency soon. As you can imagine, that did not sit well with actors. One in particular, Melissa Barrera, who has been part of the Scream franchise, recently said that any agency that signs an AI performer should be boycotted. Two prominent talent agencies, the William Morris Endeavor and the Gersh Agency, have vowed they will not sign the Tilly Norwood creation or other AI actors. According to Yahoo Entertainment, a representative from the William Morris Endeavor says they only represent humans. That's a very admirable stance. I just wish when they represented me, they would have returned my calls quicker. Seriously, though, it is a small victory. I hope the momentum continues. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And all this week, O&H is featuring the return of Pumpkin Caramel Kringle. O&H's special blend of pumpkin, spices, and smooth caramel have made it an annual family favorite. It's a sure sign that fall has arrived, so be sure to pick up one this week. While at O&H, grab several pumpkin donuts, rolled in cinnamon sugar or with cream cheese icing. Enjoy oven-fresh, scratch-made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Union Grove Fall Fest is the place to be this Saturday, and Just Brew It has something special planned for the party. All throughout downtown, you'll find festival fun, a village-wide scavenger hunt, kids' crafts, live music, and fall photos. Then, stop by Just Brew It for the exclusive Fall Fest beverage. Warm, cozy, and full of autumn vibes. It's the signature sip to celebrate the season. Fresh, local, timeless. Just Brew It, downtown Union Grove. Proud to be part of Union Grove Fall Fest this Saturday. Don't miss it.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
Oh, sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was. Escaping home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Simon and Garfunkel, Homeward Bound. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Hey, it's 8:30. Let's check our local news once again. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine firefighter was hurt battling that big fire early yesterday. Injuries weren't bad enough to require a trip to the hospital. The fire broke out at around 3:40 at a vacant commercial building on Washington Avenue near Packard. The building had been fenced off for years and had been flagged by the building department as being unsafe and in danger of collapsing. Investigators are still looking into what started the fire and haven't ruled out arson. Flight for Life landed near the Dream Playground in Kenosha last night to help someone injured in a crash. It was a collision between a motorcycle and a car that happened on 22nd Avenue and 31st by Durango's. We're working on learning more about what happened. Formal charges have been filed against a 35-year-old Mount Pleasant woman that allegedly crashed into a school bus Monday morning while driving under the influence. A criminal complaint says Raven Mata, who has a previous OWI conviction, had her 2-year-old in the car when she crossed the center line and collided with a bus. There were 19 kids on it. They weren't hurt, but the bus driver was injured. Police say Mata told officers she took sleeping pills and was struggling with her mental health. Again, the bus driver was injured, but the kids on board were not. Mata faces multiple charges, including OWI causing injury with a minor in the vehicle. The old auto plant site is now a hot spot for new business. Governor Tony Evers joined Kenosha leaders yesterday to celebrate the opening of the new Kenosha Innovation Center. The $23.5 million facility received $14 million from state taxpayers through a program to help communities recover and grow after the pandemic. The center will offer space and support for startups with the hope of making Kenosha a regional hub for innovation and jobs. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 75 this afternoon. Tonight, 62. Tomorrow, sunshine, 83. We're going to keep our highs in the 80s through the weekend, but it will feel a lot more like fall by next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Here's the best. You ever ask someone if they know someone, and then they tell you a different name? How's that possible? That happens to me all the time. I go, hey, I go, you know Mike Anderson? He goes, I know a Flip Gunderson. Did you hear me say Flip Gunderson? Sometimes they don't even have the right sex. I go, you know Mike Smith? He goes, I know a Denise Smith. I go, yeah, that's the guy. What, do you got a plate in your head? What the hell's the matter with you?
W-R-J-N. Long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned, no verdict was returned. This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Help the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shell. 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines in a cast. Now the halftime air was sweet perfume while the sergeants played a marching tune. For some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed. But not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken. And the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Doesn't get any better than Don McLean, American Pie. Local news, timeless hits, WRJ, and it's 8:42. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 73. A clear night tonight, low 62. Sunshiny tomorrow with a high near 80. And get this, Saturday and Sunday, sunny with a high in the low 80s. Let me check the calendar. And it's October. Low 80s? Whoa, I like it. Don't forget our WRJN Big Deals Foodie Flash Sale is on for the next 17 minutes, and that's it. Now, this is from Arrow Smoothies and Cafe, located at 424 Main Street, downtown Racine. You can get smoothies, and I know I'm going to blow this pronunciation again, because Kevin McDougal told me how to say it right. Acai. Acai bowls? Is that how you say it? Acai bowls? I'm pretty sure that's how you say it. Yeah, that's loaded with real wholesome energy to keep you moving strong. Also, you've got the smoothies, of course, the icy fresh smoothies. But it's all at Arrow Smoothies and Cafe. And here's the deal. The flash sale is on for the next 16 minutes now. And when it's over, it's over. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and you'll see the deal there. You get $20 to use at Arrow Cafe. Arrow Smoothies and Cafe for only $8. Normally it's $10. This is better than 50% off. This deal ends at 9 o'clock this morning. $20 for $8 at Big Deals. Just go to WRJN.com, click on that Big Deals banner, and you're set to go. All right, we all like flying in first class, right? Have you ever done it? I did it once. The way I got up there was the guy I was traveling with, our manager at the radio station I worked at, was in a wheelchair. And he was a paraplegic, and we went to coach, and the flight attendant said, would you feel more comfortable in first class? And Bill said, yeah, but I'm traveling with Don here. Oh, well, you could both go to first class. So we made Bill our corporate travel companion. We bought coach, moved up to first class with him. Anyway, so I got to fly in first class, and it's a different world up there. 16% of people have lied to try to get upgraded to first class. And by the way, we didn't lie. I told the truth. You know, I'm just traveling with him. All right, here are the three most common lies to get into first class. You're newlyweds on your honeymoon. You're afraid of flying. Well, if you're afraid of flying, how's first class going to change that? And you're going to a funeral. Again, how's first class going to change any of that stuff, huh? Give it a try. See what happens, huh? These are the Crystals. Lead singer Darlene Love. Today I met the boy I'm going to marry. Local news, Townless Hits here at WRJN.
Today
Crystals. Today I met the boy I'm going to marry. It's 8:47. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I want you to think back to your first date. All right, how did you handle that? These are the three biggest reasons men are afraid to approach women. Maybe today it still happens too. But I remember on my first date, not knowing how to start a conversation, not knowing how to talk to just one woman when she's with a group of friends. There's a comedian we run. He said, you got to split them from the herd and talk to them one-on-one. And being intimidated by her looks. First date I went on in high school, I was going to ask Barbara Kirshner out. And I rehearsed my phone conversation. I picked up my phone. I rehearsed the whole thing about 12 times. And then I finally made the call. And I quick hung up. I hang up. And then I did it again. I quick hang the phone up again. And finally she answered. And it was like, I'm sure I said the right words, but I'm sure it came out with, you wouldn't want to go out with me, would you? I'm sure that's what she actually went out with me. Went to the movies. And I think we said two or three words the entire night. I think I said hello and goodbye. I think that's, we didn't talk much. That was the only date I went on with her. It's 8:48, local news, time for sit to WRJN.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crust-worthy. The new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough, made with six simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding five bold, melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one's for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud, it's rich, it's straight-up delicious. Order the new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works.
Call 800-210-4298. 800-210-4298. 800-210-4298.
Consolidated Credit Solutions Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Kansas CSO 0019051. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 892. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DCA3. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Actual interest rates, length of program, and monthly payment reductions will vary by consumer and creditor. Yours could be higher or lower. Not a loan company. We do not lend money.
Powered by Friendship Fun and manager Murph's Pocket Pancakes, the Milwaukee Brewers have a new franchise regular season record of 97 wins. Congratulations.
Unreal.
Now it's on to the postseason.
The summer of Sal. Maybe the fall of Freeland.
Catch all the action on your station for the Brewers in October. 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
He took 100 pounds of clay, and then he said, hey, listen, I'm gonna fix this world today, because I know what's missing. With just 100 pounds of clay.
just see him walking around and round, picking the clay up off the ground, doing just what he should do to make a living dream like you. He rolled his big sleeves up and the brand new world began. He created a woman and lots of loving for a man. Oh, yes he did.
And praying, planning, and dreaming each night of his charms that won't get you into his arms. So if you're looking to find love, you can share. All you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and love him and show him that you care.
Springfield, wishing and hoping. 8:56, local news, timeless hits at WRGN. Sunshine today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, we get some beautiful weather as my lawn gets browner and browner. It hasn't been any rain for a while. It's all brown. Anyway, I'm Don Rose, and I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Keep it right here for local news, timeless hits with Dan Marcus in the Wax Museum coming up next. We'll have another keyword in our green and gold contest. Your chance to win gold jewelry and cash today and also be in the running for those Green Bay, Minnesota game tickets in November. And we'll give you a gas card, mid-level seats. You'll be sitting in the club seats, rather. It's going to be great. Great contest. So he'll have a keyword for you. Then coming up at 2 o'clock, we have got another keyword for you. Cindy Hubert's going to be in. She's in this week and next week for Kurt Vollman. And she'll have a keyword for you as well. More chances for you to win. Tomorrow's the last day. So get in on it. Don't forget. By the way, win or lose with the gold jewelry and the cash, you're still in the running for the Green Bay, Minnesota tickets, all right? Have yourself a wonderful day today, all right? Keep it safe. But best of all, keep it right here for local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Here come the Monkees now.
The local rock group down the street is trying hard. Their song.
weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Charcoal burning everywhere. Rows of houses that are all the same, and no one seems to care. See, Mrs. Gray, she's proud today because the roses are in bloom. Mr. Green, he's so serene, he's got a TV.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A deadly attack in the UK on the highest of Jewish holy days.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. Specialist armed police outside the Heaton Park Synagogue in Manchester, moments after gunning down the suspect in a car and stabbing rampage. Prime Minister Keir Starmer said he's appalled by the attack, which came on Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the Jewish calendar.
Additional police assets are being deployed to synagogues across the country.
Two people were killed, three are in critical condition.